Okay, video star, it is time to dive into sound 101. As I mentioned before, sound is an extremely important part of your video. If you have crackly, weird, funky sound, or your volume is really low, people will instantly click onto another video. When it comes to all the things under the umbrella of technique, people will generally forgive bad lighting, they'll forgive bad camera work, they'll forgive bad backdrops, but what will get them clicking off faster than anything else is really bad audio. So let's dive in. So the first and most important part of good audio is making sure that you are shooting somewhere that is quiet. Now this is about paying attention to the space that you're in. So when you're setting up for your shoots, take a moment, close your eyes, and just listen. Listen to hear what's going on in that room, what's going on outside of that room that might interfere with you getting clear sound. Some things to consider include things like air conditioners turning on and off, fans that are blowing in the room, televisions that may be on in the house, or radios that may be on in the house, or video games that may be being played in the next room. Things like lawnmowers or car alarms, all sorts of fun things can get in the way of you getting clean audio when you're recording. So it's important to start off on the right audio foot when you're getting ready to shoot in your home or your office or at a studio, whatever. Make sure that you pay attention to what sounds may be going on in or around that space. So for example, if you're watching a movie and there's a dance scene in it and people are talking during that dance scene, you may be thinking like, well, they're talking, look, there's music playing, they're fine. Well, actually, there is no music playing. If you see what actually happens during those lovely dance scenes, when people are talking, the talking trumps everything else, that quiet sound. In fact, before every take, my assistant director will always say, quiet on set. And that means everybody needs to be quiet as a church mouse. So in those scenes where they're dancing, they'd be like, hey, how you doing, Johnny? Oh, I'm good, Greta, how you doing? What happens is they set up the music and how people should be dancing and the pace of the music and all that stuff ahead of time before they shoot, and then they turn it off so that when people are talking, everybody's essentially just miming to no music so that the actors who are speaking can get their lines out clearly and in a quiet room. So let's talk microphones. So there are four types of microphones that you can use in your journey towards good sound. So let's start with the simplest possible microphone you can use, and that is the microphone on your camera. If you're not ready to even start thinking about microphones and wires and all that kind of stuff, don't worry about it for now. Let yourself get more comfortable with other tech stuff and just use your on-camera microphone for the time being. The second type of microphone that you can use in the interim is the microphone that comes on your smartphone headset. So if you can make phone calls from your smartphone through your headset, then you have a microphone built into it and you can use that in your videos. Of course, it's not the prettiest thing because you have this white thing sticking out of your ear. I do use it from time to time just because it's convenient, but it'll do the job. May not look good, but it'll do the job. Next up, we're getting into more professional type of stuff, and I want you to be aware of this moving forward. You don't have to go out and buy all this stuff right now, but know that your options are there. So first up is the one that I use, and it's called a lavalier microphone. So for ease of convenience and also just this is what we call it, we'll just call it a lav mic, okay? So between us, lav mic, because lavalier is just too long, okay? So a lav mic is your third type of microphone that you can use with your videos at this stage. So I actually use a lav mic. So what the heck is a lav mic? Well, if you see news reporters and stuff and they have a little microphone, this tiny little microphone stuck onto their shirts, or hosts of shows, you know, they may have a little mic that you see there. That is what a lav mic is. Most of the time you can hide those lav mics under your clothes, which is what I'm doing. So I actually am using a lav mic right now and you cannot see it because it is under the clothes. A wireless lav does not have a wire that attaches me to the camera. So if I wanted to, I could start walking as far as I want. Oh yeah. I'm a walk in. Yeah, I can go off camera. Oh yeah, I can walk. hey, whoo, I could actually, sorry guys. I could actually walk quite a fair distance away from the camera with no wires between me and the camera, and it will still pick me up. So that is what a wireless lav is for. It's great if you want to be mobile. For me, I'm just too much of a klutz to have a wired lav, where I think if I was attached to the camera, every time I'd be like, oh, I gotta go get some water, like I would just knock everything over. So for me, a wireless lav is definitely the way to go. So let's roll on to the fourth type of microphone that you can use, and this is called a shotgun mic. So a shotgun mic, if you've ever seen like in a film or a spoof of something where there's a guy standing with a boom, it's called, and there's a microphone and he's like holding the microphone down to the actors and stuff, that is a shotgun mic. So a shotgun mic can be used on the end of a boom stick, as they say, or it can be something that's on top of your desktop if you're, you know, doing a webinar and you're using a shotgun microphone through your computer in that way. It's just a bigger type of microphone. So the lavalier mic is a very subtle kind of like introverted microphone, whereas the shotgun mic is definitely more of an extroverted, not so subtle microphone. But either way, you generally don't want to have that shotgun mic in the shot with you. There is, of course, an exception if you're like a podcaster and you want it to be like very technical, look very like cool because you've got your microphone and it's right there and you're like cool like that, right? But for the most part, you generally want to have it out of sight. Now, on a professional film set, they will generally use both the wireless lav mic as well as a shotgun mic. So they will have backups of their sound so that they're capturing it in different ways to make sure that they cover their butts and capture audio so that at the end of the day we don't all freak out because the audio on that one source went out and that was the only source we had. So if it freaks you the heck out and makes you run for the hills, then don't do it. Save that for down the road. For right now, you may be like, yeah, I think my on-camera mic will do just fine. So of the four choices of microphones, it's really important for you to decide what feels right for right now. So you don't need to feel like, oh my gosh, I have to go buy that wireless lav microphone because that's what Sarah uses. No, don't worry about it. If it freaks you out, if it's feeling too intimidating, just keep using the audio on your camera for now or using that headset, you know, from your smartphone. It's okay. As you move through this and get more comfortable with tech, then you can really start to decide if a lav mic is the way to go or a shotgun mic. Okay? Sound cool? Woo! You made it! Yay! Sound 101 is coming to a close, my friend. You learned that it's important to have a quiet location and to pay attention to the sounds going on around you before you start rolling. You learned about the four types of microphones that you could use as you're working through your sound journey. Okay, video star, so make sure that you download your sweet sheet PDFs and do your homework. Be sure to head on over to that Facebook group and get engaged, get involved, share your ahas, and cheer your fellow video stars in the making on. And of course, last but definitely not least, is press record on your video missions for this week. All right, that's it. Head on down to the next video or go get a latte or a smoothie or something. Let your mind breathe because that was a lot of information to take in. And as always, dream up.